We are very happy to share some music that the five of us very much like. You heard us, I think, at Vespers, and we enjoy working together. Especially we enjoy the music of the big band period. And we're going to begin with five songs that were immortalized by the late Glenn Miller. And we'll start with one that needs no introduction and is going to get none. Just in case you weren't on Earth in the 40s, that was In the Mood. We're going to turn now to one of the tunes with a vocal that Glenn Miller had a lot of fun with Ray Eberly way back when. It was called Elmer's Tune. One of the bonuses of playing the piano is you get to choose the people you accompany. And here's two I love to work with. One I work with 5 days of the week in Narnia, and one is just around him a lot afterwards, and that's great. It's Brian and Denise, and they're joining me on a tune that Glenn Miller only played occasionally, but Eddie Howard had a big seller with. It's called To Each His Own.
A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two? No good alone, to each his own, for me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know, I can't let you go.
Your touch means so much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do.
To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know, I can't let you go.
Your touch means so much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do.
To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
Thank you.
That, of course, was Moonlight Cocktail, and now we turn to a tune by Victor Herbert, the only one by him Glenn Miller ever recorded, but a beautiful ballad called Indian Summer. First gold record ever given to any performer was given to Glenn Miller for a record that sold not 1 million but 2 million copies. Featured Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs in the vocal. It's going to feature you tonight. As soon as I sing the intro, you'll know what it is and you can join us. Hi there, Helen, what you say? Time to get packed, be on our way. Lend an ear and listen to my version of a really solid Tennessee excursion. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shine.
I can afford to board the Chattanooga Choo Choo. I got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania Station around 3:45, read a magazine, and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow and 8 to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station, satin and lace. I used to fall funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Now we're going to play a set of three that feature Monty Westberg on the trumpet. He wasn't planning on doing all this, so he brought his little compact one along rather than the one he prefers, but it's easier to carry on long hikes, I'm sure. Anyway, Monty and I are going to share with you three of our favorite tunes from the 40s and 50s, and the first, Moonlight in Vermont. This was a big one for Harry James with Helen Forrest on the vocal. I've heard that song before. This one's dedicated to Mooka. Mooka's a delightful little girl from Germany that flits around here like a mosquito. That's what Mooka stands for. And that's what she told me. Anyway, this song was brought to America with a lyric by Johnny Mercer. It's called Summer Wind. I should have had a longer dedication. This is for all the parents who wonder whether they should keep laying out the money for piano lessons for their kids. I started at piano about the age of 4, and I enjoyed it, but each year I said to mother, I think that's enough. And she'd say, one more year. And by the 8th time she'd said that, I decided I liked playing the piano. Part of it was from going to the amphitheater productions we had in Toledo, Ohio, where I was growing up, operettas, and I got hooked on the operetta at that time. It was the high point of the entire summer for me. Last summer, when I said this to a Holden audience, somebody afterwards said, oh yes, I used to go to the amphitheater in Toledo, and I saw the operettas too. And it's interesting that two former Toledoans got together for the first time and reminisced about the marvelous outdoor operettas. One of the favorite composers for the Toledo audiences was Victor Herbert. And Helen and I, and sometimes Dick, are going to do some of his most beautiful melodies. One is, first of all, is from the operetta Naughty Marietta called Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life.
Thank you.
from the same show, and you may remember that it was filmed with Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald. I'm falling in love with someone. The show's called Eileen, and there's only one well-known song from it, and that isn't too well-known, but I think it's one of Victor Herbert's loveliest melodies. Monty Westberg joins me, and Helen a little later on Thine Alone from Eileen. He also wrote tunes like this. It's called Tramp, Tramp, Tramp. Instructions not only to set up the music rack, but to plump the pillow. There we go, Helen.
I don't think you're going to need me to tell you what this is.
Now we've selected some of our favorite songs from the 40s and 50s just because they're nice songs. Nothing connects them except beautiful melody. First of all, one that was a big hit for Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me. Now, Denise Marcus and Brian Nelson, join us again. And it's a beautiful ballad that Cole Porter is supposed to have written in an hour's time, but he was inspired by the singer, Bing Crosby, and the girl he was describing, Grace Kelly, and he called it True Love.
I give to you and you give to me true love, so on it will always be true.
Old Blue Eyes recorded this and made a big hit out of Young at Heart. Thank you. Probably, if you ask me what my favorite of all pop tunes was, I would choose one by Victor Young. It was written for a film and isn't terribly well known, but somehow I never tire of the beautiful harmonies and melodies of Stella by Starlight. Gus Burr, Denise, Marcus, and Brian Nelson. We just happen to have two in case numbers. Are you ready? Let's do that again. I do that awfully well. Now we give you a break so that anybody who wants to leave may, and I'll play some requests because I love to do that. So if you need to go and the ice cream shop is still open, you may.
Stay and join me.